Meanwhile, the Public Relations Office of the Ghana Education Service, GES, Reverend Jonathan Bethe, has reassured teachers that the service is putting measures in place to solve the issues. It's that GES is aware of their demands, but the difficulty is that some teachers do not send their documents to the Controller and Accountant General's Department on time. He therefore called on teachers to be patient.
The attention of the management of Ghana Education Service, that is GES, has been drawn to their intended industrial action by the close of this month. It is undeniable they have some facts on what their grievances are. They were requesting for the non-payment of salary arrears, vehicle maintenance allowance, transfer grants and other allowances. Well, Ghana Education Service, in actual fact, would like to clarify these pertinent issues and to appeal to our teachers. We are the employers. It's just like a father and a son having a misunderstanding. In actual fact, we care, at Ghana Education Service, we care so much for our teachers. As we demand for a better teaching or an effective teaching in our school, we know we are also responsible for taking care of our teachers. The fact about the whole thing that their grievances came to our notice last year, November 2015, when we promised or we met with the Fair Wages Commission. We came into agreement that their arrears will be paid then. Matter of fact, we paid their arrears, but not all. Those that were not paid to them, documents that were full of errors, we asked that they should add some certificates or some documents that is establishment warrant and the assumption of duty letters and acceptance letters to some of the documents that we want to process for them. Those who couldn't attach the document, their documents were not processed. So we sent them back to the regional directors, then from there to the district directors. So they brought them back to us. So we are processing the documents for the payment of these arrears and their grievances before we came across their letters.